take your shirt off when the Timberwolves won game 7?
I jumped on the couch. I was standing on the couch.
Okay.
Wow. It was embarrassing.
Like a Tom Cruise on Oprah situation?
Yeah. And then,
converted to Scientology?
Yeah.
Man, I was just by there the other day. There's a Scientology center downtown.
Yeah, right by Coors Field, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's all these people like sweeping up and like cleaning stuff around there. I'm like, I wonder if he's one of them. I wonder if he's one of them.
Yeah.
And they
you can't tell.
I kind of wanted to go in and get a reading.
Yeah.
Don't you think that'd be good? Yeah. That'd be fun to do.
That's a... All right.
I think if you okay,
it's a fantasy football.
Are we talking?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been rolling now for for 30 seconds.
I think that's a
Scientology.
I think that's a fantasy football punishment if you lose is you have to go get a reading in the Scientology.
Dianetics.
Yeah. Uh huh.
That's a great one.
And they have to put a tag on you, like even if you're like, oh, this isn't for me. I don't feel like you could just turn around and walk away from that. I feel like they
you
got
to listen to the pitch.
They got you now.
Yeah, that's part of the punishment.
It's like if you go to a foreign country and some guy walks up and goes, oh, I made this bracelet for you. It's free. He puts it on your wrist. You don't want it. You can't just walk away. Now that guy is like radar locked on you and he'll follow you around.
Dude, I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody in the world. There are a few people that I hate as much as that guy.
What, the I'll give you something you didn't ask for, and now you're obligated to me?
Now I'm indebted to you because you forced your way into giving me something that I don't want.
Right.
Now I'm the asshole.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy that, like, at the stoplight comes up and sprays your window and then goes, I want a tip. And you're like, well, I didn't ask you to do it. You did a shitty job, and I don't also have any money to give you.
Yeah.
And then he kicks your car.
But that's a sales technique. We're salesmen. Give something to someone, and then you... guilt them into buying something from you.
Salesmen are annoying.
Yeah,
we're annoying.
We are annoying, yeah.
I go with different sales techniques where I just put shit in the contract and hope they don't see it.
Well, you signed it.
Lawsuits, right?
You signed it.
You should have read it.
Yeah.
Should have read it.
You're the John Cusacks of I don't want to buy anything, sell anything, process anything.
You literally checked off that you read it.
You read it.
Uh-huh.
You read that whole thing in closing when they
accepted,
were pitching
in a 4-point font.
Yeah. I don't know what you're mad at me about.
You know, I was thinking about this on the way down here. Like, the area of the air or the air... 3, 2, 1. the time of, like, specialization is sort of, like, bygone, right? It used to be, like, you were a plumber and that's all you did.
Yep.
Now everybody kind of has a hodgepodge that could sort of do anything. But at this table, we all do very different things.
Right.
I don't sell anything. All you do is sell things.
You sell hope.
So, dreams.
You do.
Yeah. And... you lay pipe, that makes you a plumber, right?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done. But, like, the idea of, like...
Trust me, he does.
Yeah. The idea of, like, being a master... What do they say? If you're good at everything, you're the master of none? What's that phrase?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Like, that feels like it's how it's become, and I don't know that that's a good thing.
No.
Like, if something breaks, I could try to watch YouTube and learn how to fix it, or I could just hire someone whose job is to fix it.
You really want
But that's why they pay those people more and more, and there's less and less of them.
Yeah.
Plumbers and people with trades and, yeah.
So it's kind of who you want to be.
Yeah.
Within your profession, you want to be the guy that's known as he's the best at this thing.
Right.
You don't want to be the guy, even though we all try to be kind of everything, you don't want to be the guy that, oh, yeah, he's good, whatever you need. He's good at that.
He can do it. But is he good at it?
Right.
What I appreciate is like the plumber who goes on YouTube and has a company and tells you how to solve your problem. Like he's taking money out of his own pocket, but he's that good and he trusts that you're not going to be able to do it.
Right.
So he's like, this is how you unclog a toilet. If not, call me. And that's
how he's the lost leader.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or is he savvy enough to know that if I show you how to do it,
wrong.
You're going to fuck it up.
Yeah, totally.
And then you're really going to need to call me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you should do is you should go in. It should be... if you are calling me out of the blue, it's one rate. If you've watched my YouTube channel and you're calling me with a bigger
problem,
there's
a second phone number.
YouTube rates.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
And that's the thing. So you guys know my electrician story? In my old townhome, I was trying to do new light switches on all my sockets. Like, pull it out, replace it. Now there's multiple wires. And I totally fucked it up. Because sometimes there's two wires. That's easy. Sometimes there's three or four wires with, like, circuits in the house. Yeah. So I messed it up. Yes. So I called a guy in. And he's like, I'm a master electrician. And I'm like, understood. He's like, $800 for 2 hours worth of work. I'm like, well, I have to pay it because I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure.
So while he's starting to fix my mistakes, I go, I admittedly messed this up. Can you just show me what I did wrong? He goes, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I go, no, I want to know. And he's like, I'm a master electrician. I've been doing this for 25 years. I go, granted,
right.
I'm paying you to be here.
Yes.
I'm not
Here's
trying
my credit
to take
card.
Work away from you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take what you teach me and start my own electrician. Yeah. I just want to understand what I did wrong. And he just looks me straight face. He goes, no. He wouldn't show me.
That was
in fact, if I was near him looking at it, he would stop working.
What a piece of shit.
Totally. Yeah.
You should have slow played him on the payments.
Like, and so I left the room, and at one point he electrocuted himself.
Yeah.
He's like, son of a bitch, goddamn fucking customers I want to do there. Because he didn't want to shut off the circuit breaker.
Because he wanted to try. Yeah.
Because he's a master.
Because
a master.
He was a piece of shit. Now, it did work, and I definitely overpaid for it. But I was just thinking, like, is it insecure on his part? I'm not trying to be you. I just want to learn.
What a loser.
And he's fuck off.
It's also stupid. It's famine mentality. Like, I need to protect this so no one else.
Did he think that after you showed him the first one, you would be like, all right, I don't need more help. Get out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I'm clearly not going to do that.
Yeah. And also, clearly, you don't want to be here, you dick. So, why don't you teach? I'm not going to learn. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start.
So I had this happen again the other day on a separate project, which is the guy that I was sort of interviewing to do this work was just a dick.
Yeah.
And so I went to his boss and very directly said, if me trying to give you business is too inconvenient for this guy, we'll find something else to do.
Yeah.
But your engineer is being an asshole. And so I'm trying to pay you for this work, and he's doing nothing but acting like he doesn't want the work. So I'll just find, no, I'm so sorry. And then all of a sudden, this guy is my best friend.
That's a sales technique, right? Mm-hmm. Take him to the ugly pool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this a technique that you would employ?
You go, you definitely go, well, it sounds like this isn't right for you. And then they immediately get on the defensive, like, no.
That's true.
Because they want to be the ones making the decision, yeah.
By the way, you guys can eat. I don't know. I think I ordered tacos. But
why do you not have any food?
Well,
are
we
you dieting?
Eat and come back.
Are you trying to be the guy?
Yeah, we got this and you ordered it.
Are you trying to be the super lean guy that we don't want to take on the hike because you can't carry anything?
No, I got. Yeah, okay, the order's in. That's not who I am. That is who I am. That's not who I'm trying to be.
Who are you talking to?
Before we went on camera, we were talking about the...
we're on camera?
The basketball player versus the big, sturdy...
Wait, we're on camera?
No, I mean, sorry, on mic.
Oh.
Before the mics were hot.
Because I wasn't wearing pants, so I was... Right. Yeah.
Do you want to delve into this theory just a little bit, that the ideal long-term partner in any kind of adventure is the dumpy old mule that has strength versus the young
He's
sports
pointing
car.
At me.
Dumpy old mule.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Yeah, you don't want to be – that's good for short bursts. Peak physical acumen, but really you want someone who's got some
and
some
the calendar posters.
And it's good for those.
Yeah. Yeah. The topless calendar posters. But
we're all being asked to post
for
those.
Yeah.
Find out what's going on.
So Charity had some podcast topics that came up, and I asked her if she would be on the show.
Yeah.
And she said no.
Okay.
And then she had two cocktails, and then she said, absolutely, I'd like to be on the show.
Ooh. Oh.
But her topic, since she's not on the show today, was, so we were at this restaurant, and she goes to go to the bathroom. And it's a unisex. It's not a men's or a women's. So she goes up and she pushes the door and it opens and there's a guy standing in the bathroom washing his hands. And he goes, oh, I probably should have locked the door. And she thinks, why is that a decision? You should lock the door every time. When you go to the bathroom in a restaurant, you should always lock the door. Why not? Maybe I'll lock it. Maybe I won't.
Maybe he just went in there to wash his hands. Maybe he didn't do any peeing
business.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wanted that moment, that little thrill of is anyone coming in.
What I do on that is I don't lock the door. I just wash my hands and I make a complete turnaround with my dong hanging out of my zipper and go, oh, maybe I should have just locked the door.
Your fault. You came in.
Yeah.
I like how you say hanging out because I'm more of a poke out kind of guy than a hang out. Yeah. Sam, are you going to go confront management?
All right. All right, hold on.
And so we launched in this entire discussion about bathroom, restaurant etiquette, and washing your hands and all that stuff. And I made the assertion, like, my dick might be the cleanest part of my entire body.
100%.
So if I've touched my dick, my, compulsion to wash my hands after that is way less. Now, if you do a two,
yeah,
of course.
For sure.
But if it's just touching my dick is very clean.
I took a shower this morning.
Yep.
Washed my dick. Put my clean dick in clean underwear.
Right.
And it has not been touched since.
Yet. Right. A clean dick.
Yeah.
So if that's the case,
yeah.
When you go to the bathroom, if you've simply touched your dick, I don't feel like my hands were dirtier than my dick.
So I heard this story once where it's a football game. The guy's stadium, he goes, takes a piss, and then he walks out. And one guy yells at him, notices he doesn't wash his hands. He goes, hey, man, where I come from, we wash our hands after we piss. And the guy, as he's walking out the door, goes, where I come from, we don't piss on our hands.
That's a George Carlin line. He's really? Like, how often do I wash my hands? I wash my hands when I shit on them.
Yeah.
And what does that happen? Tops. Yeah. 2-3 times a week. Tops. And so I made the argument, like, obviously I would wash my hands when I left the bathroom, but let's say I didn't. It's not the worst thing in the world. The door handle is way more disgusting than my own teeth.
Yeah. And it's also fine to touch the door handle. Like, these people got to stop with hand washing. Yeah. I don't wash them. I haven't washed them all day. All week. Yeah. Well, after shits, I wash them.
Yeah.
That's really about it, right? Or also, like, when they feel sticky or they look dirty.
Yes.
So, wait a second. You guys wipe your ass after you shit? Because I just shit and pull my pants up. My hands don't touch any of that.
Yeah. That explains it.
Yeah. if you have the shits that like create the tidal wave effect that goes right back up and you give yourself an enema.
A bidet? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
a poor man's bidet.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to force it enough that it gets a splash.
No fiber. Yeah. I mean, fiber is your enemy at that point.
That's right. You just want it all liquid.
Who is the comedian that talks about it? He's like, sometimes when you take a shit and the water splashes back up, he goes, when that happens, my asshole closes like a lock at the bank. He's like, that's how you get that European dick slug or whatever he calls it. He has this disgusting term for it. He's like, that's how things grow inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that brain worm.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, yeah. Toilet water.
So
what did you find out about your tacos?
He said he's checking into it.
Okay.
I think they forgot him.
Okay.
Which is odd because they brought the trio.
Yeah.
No. Is it better just to admit we messed up, we'll start from scratch, or do you go to the, oh, yeah, it's on its way, and then you turn around and you're like, we got to hurry up and make this right.
Always better to admit, but it's kind of nice to try to pull off the facade.
Yeah.
Like, when do you admit you made a mistake in that kind of scenario versus cover it up?
Also, it depends who's asking. Like, I'm sure Sam went up and was like, hey, just want to check I had an order, and then... That's a lot cooler than go, where the fuck's my order? And then that's when
does anybody do that still?
Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah. You know, kind of seems like a bygone thing. Like, I need to be.
You think confrontation is a bygone thing?
More so.
I think
so,
it's more. Oh, really? I was going to say it's the opposite. I think more people are calling people out.
I think so. Yeah. I think the online nature of so much happens through technology that makes it easier for people to just stop responding.
Right.
Like, there are people who will go on, you know, you hear it all the time, 3-4 dates with somebody, then they just don't hear from them.
Yeah.
There are people who quit who don't even say shit. They just disappear. Now, that's
More dates have you been going on?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Usually they call me back.
Yeah. I mean, usually when I'm dating people now.
Yeah, these days.
Yeah, these days. They call me back.
The dating scene has changed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As soon as they say, wait, do you have a family? That's when you stop calling them.
Yeah.
You just ghost them.
Thank you, sir.
That's a better move.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was a guy at my job in the custodial staff. New guy, started yesterday. 2.5 hours he lasted, and he quit. Walked off the job. Young guy, like 30, custodian, needs the work. I talked to the head custodian today, and she's like, yeah, he lasted 2.5 hours. And he's like, this isn't for me. When you are entering the custodial services, don't you have a certain expectation of what the job is going to be?
Plus, after 2.5 hours, are you still just... You're probably doing some paperwork and training. You're not even cleaning shitters yet, right?
You're learning.
Yeah.
You haven't even washed your hands once at 2.5 hours.
That was the thing. He got into it for the love of the game. It was all bureaucracy and red tape. He's like, let's get to this shit cleaning. Yeah.
I haven't swept anything yet.
Yeah.
And
it's no good.
That was crazy. 2.5 hours. I mean, we've all had shitty jobs. Have you ever actually considered just leaving?
No,
but I will tell you my quitting Cold Stone story where I lasted almost 2 days.
That's okay. Yeah.
After the break.
Oh, all right.
Oh my God, sorry.
I went through.
You guys can finish it up, though.
That's true.
We waited for Sam, and then if you leave, if it will feel
you can
empty.
Talk shit about me. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, you don't listen.
I don't even listen.
Yeah, there you go. I blew through my 4 tacos, like inhaled them. I'm not sure which one was my favorite, but it's always the pork belly.
I could do 4 more if I needed.
I got 2 more coming.
You do?
Really?
Damn. How many did you order?
It'll be 6 all day. No big deal.
Where do you hide it all? You're so svelte. And
I just need the energy to make it to 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And then what? They just fall apart?
Yeah. Oh, I fall apart around 4:30. Yeah.
Yep.
Cold Stone Creamery, 2 days.
Oh, your
college,
job? Yep.
Have to get a job to make some money.
Yep.
And Cold Stone's hiring, sure.
Yeah.
there were all these things they asked me to do before starting. Like, okay, you're hired. Here's the employee handbook, and here's the processes. And
before you even got paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
On your own dime. Yep. Time and dime, yeah.
Here's the... I remember he said, learn the first three songs.
Songs.
And it didn't register.
Yeah.
I was just
like, you have to get up at the counter and sing happy birthday? Like you're at Applebee's or something?
We're getting there.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to step on your story.
Yeah. No, that's it. Uh-huh. And so it didn't register. I can't remember why I didn't. It didn't make sense, but I didn't do any of that shit.
Right.
And I show up the first day. Thank you very much, sir. I show up the first day, and he's like, all right, so did you memorize this? Do you know this? And I was just like,
sure. Yeah.
The whole time.
As far as you know.
Yeah. He's like, fine. We'll figure it out. They throw me in the lion's den, working on the cold stone, working the line. And yeah.
Any training?
Yes, there's a guy training me.
Okay.
The shift is like 6 to midnight.
Yeah.
When you're a college kid, it just sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it cold stone midnight?
What why are you working an 18-hour shift?
No. It's actually 32. So then somebody tips. And by tips, I mean puts a quarter in the tip jar.
They're changed.
And everybody starts singing.
Okay.
You sing these ice cream versions of nursery rhymes.
Okay.
I've been working on the cold stone.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Wow.
Awful.
Wow.
It is humiliating. You can see the people's life leaving.
Yeah.
Their souls as they're singing.
They take their money back.
Yeah, I would have done that.
Yeah.
Right? Take the money back. And so it's fucked. The whole thing's fucked. I get there. I got another 6 to midnight the next day.
Yeah.
Randomly, my friends from high school drive down. They didn't even tell me they were doing that. They're just in Ames, Iowa. They drive down.
They know you're working there?
No.
Oh, okay.
So they show up at like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
We start drinking. I'm like, I really can't. I got work tonight.
Yeah,
they're like, what?
Oh, okay. I thought they showed up at Cold Stone.
No. They show up at my house.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're playing cornhole in the backyard and drinking. And they're like, wait, what are you doing? And I have to explain it to them. Okay. More beers start to get open. They're like, how's this job? And I'm like, it fucking sucks. This is what's going on. You know, I don't really want to tell them because it's embarrassing, but I have to. And so they're like, well, you're not going to go in tonight, are you? I'm like, I have to go in. It's my second day. Yeah. I can't no-show on my second day.
Right.
More and more we talk. One of my friends kind of looks like me. We concoct this plan that we didn't follow through, but have him, since they don't really know me that well, have him put on the hat and the apron and show up.
That'd be
and just quit in my stead. I don't have to do it. He's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, thought about it. I'm like, no. I'll just go. And so I go in, and I'm like, just trying to work up the courage to fucking quit.
You're half in the bag at this
point.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to quit. And the manager, Steve, comes back, and I'm like furiously washing dishes or something, just clanging shit around.
Yeah.
He's like, is everything okay? I'm like, oh, part of the me working there was that I could work weekends. They needed somebody to work weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to tell him I can't work weekends. My situation's changed. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, well, then we got to fire you. Okay, done.
Right.
I'm like, Steve, listen, I can't work weekends. Sorry, this and that, and whatever. And I'm like, and then he just goes, that's fine. We'll figure it out.
No.
And he's like, but that being said, maybe. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I went in at 6, and this was like 6:07. I'm taking off my apron and walking out. And that was it. I've never quit a job without notice before.
Right.
That was it.
And let me check. Did that really hurt your referrals on your next job that you applied for? Did Derek call Steve at Cold Stone to see what type of employee you were?
No, I think Derek and I got drunk together.
His interview was over a Bud Light
in
Kansas City.
Yeah.
This guy seems pretty cool.
Yeah, how did that come about? So you were at Ames.
Was it? Yeah, and then we were in Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament.
Okay, and you reached out to him or you knew that there was a position available?
No, we had a mutual friend, a guy I used to work for at Iowa State.
Okay.
I was living in Texas at the time.
Yep.
And I remember being like, we were working long days. This was like 6 to midnight, something like that. Long-ass days, the whole tournament we were working. And
you were working for Iowa State
for
Video?
For the conference.
Oh, the conference.
At the time.
Okay.
And so I remember being like, I want to go out and see Tyler, our mutual friend, but I'm tired. Like, maybe I'll just not go out. Maybe I'll just turn in. And I'm like, no, I'll fucking see him. That's when I met these guys.
Yep.
But had I just turned in that night, I would not have.
Ever
the
met
last 13 years of my life would have been way different.
Yep.
Because I wouldn't have moved here.
And we, we were looking for somebody, and we asked this guy for a reference, and he's like, this guy, Sam, used to work for me. He's a good dude. But had you not come out that night, we wouldn't have met and hung out. And that's how I would interview everybody.
Yeah.
And so if not that you would have no show. Just I didn't ever meet you. Yeah. There's no way I would.
That's your butterfly effect.
There's no basis.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. I know mine too. Ooh. I got in a car accident in college, freshman year of college. I did not have a job at the time. Got in a car accident. Needed to get a job to be able to pay for my car and stuff like that. Ended up working in the mall. Met this dude who knew Rocky the mascot.
Okay.
Got me connected with Rocky. Start working the Nuggets. Meet my wife. Have kids. All that because of a car accident. That if wow. I don't have that car accident, I probably don't need to end up getting a job my right. freshman year of college.
Like no good story starts with
oh yeah,
well, I applied yeah. and then I got it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's not
yeah.
a good story. Yeah.
No, no.
But then I don't meet you.
Yep.
And then you don't. I don't meet
that's
you.
That's true. Yeah. What's mm-hmm. yours?
Mine is a bottle of hand lotion.
Oh yeah, it is.
So
every good start.
There's a guy. There's a guy that works at the Rockies. His name is Len, and he's a big dumpy weird dude, and he's the camera operator at Coors Field, and he sucks at his job, so everyone kind of doesn't like him already. But there's one game where the director is like, man, my hands are really chapped today for some reason. All right, and he keeps talking about it. He's like, all right, ready, camera three. Like, it's during the game, this camera guy leaves his post out in left field, comes back to the control room, walks in the door with a bottle of hand lotion for the director because he's like, my hands are chapped.
Wow.
So that was the excuse essentially to fire him because yeah. you're like, you can't leave yeah. your camera in the middle of the game. Yeah. So they fire this guy over a bottle of hand lotion. The guy that ends up being my business partner calls me from a referral. Uh-huh. Can you show up tomorrow to work a Rockies game? Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you know how to set this camera up? Of course I do.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I do not know how to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
So I just show up. And I stumble through. I mess it up. They have to come out and show me. And I just show up every single day,
yeah.
$50 a game to drive from Fort Collins to Denver to work Rockies games.
Loved it, didn't
and
you?
And I did that for a whole season. And, like, you're hired.
You loved it, huh?
Of course.
Yeah.
And that was
it was
right
my first
college
job.
Or what?
Right, like 5 days after I graduated, oh. I got this gig. So I started working at Coors Field straight away because he called me and goes, would you come down tomorrow and work? Yes.
Yes.
It's like a dream job, a dream in
yeah.
at that point.
Well, at that point, you just, what I tell my students all the time, is like, you don't have any juice to say yep. no to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say yes. If someone offers to pay you and or just teach you anything, you
and
say
you
yes.
And you can do it. You like, it's not
you
like
have
you didn't
time.
Have some
yeah,
in your yeah. wheelhouse, yeah. right? It's not like, hey, can you go move furniture?
Right.
Liz, can you go do
but
something?
But if you didn't have, you would have gone and moved furniture for money.
Probably.
Yeah.
But like in your case, you get a connection to Rocky to go work for this community thing. You're like, that's sort of what I want to do with the Nuggets anyway.
But I didn't at the time, but that's awesome because I was, at the time, I was going to be an engineer up at Mines. And
but you were willing to do it.
I just was willing to get a job. And then once I got there, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then, do you want to come help Rocky? Yeah, why wouldn't I want to yeah. come work help Rocky? And
I'm hoping, again, that your first question was, well, how much does it pay?
Yeah, I didn't.
If that's your first question.
I don't think I got paid anything.
Second question yeah. at best.
I don't think I got paid a thing.
At some point, you want to get paid, but yeah. I don't know that leading with
yeah.
the money
no,
when you're young.
Do the kids, do the students understand it?
Not really.
No.
Right,
some
because
do.
They
right
all
about, right?
have this expectation, but it's based on a false narrative that they see either on social media or they talk to somebody. But no one leaves school and make $61,000 a year working 30 hours a week. That's not a job. That does not exist.
No.
If you think it does, then you're just going to be sorely disappointed. You should do the shittiest work for the middle
will,
amount of money.
I will tell you who does that. I saw the graduation rate of people that graduate from Mines. Their average salary is $90,000. But
I believe
the other thing is you're going to Oklahoma or North Dakota or Alaska yeah. and working –
that job does exist. It yeah. just probably sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That job doesn't exist in our
you guys
yeah,
do
yeah, in our field, yeah.
Sure. Like,
yeah.
if you don't get laid for 5 years at Mines, then you could go to North Dakota yeah. and not uh-huh. get laid yeah. and make 90 grand
totally.
A year.
Yeah.
Well, you can pay to get laid up in North Dakota. I have
you
heard.
Pay to get laid?
Yeah. You pay to get laid.
Oh, you pay to get laid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They,
no,
they
no, you get, you get
bring
paid.
In the hookers. You know, you get yeah. paid, and then you take some of that money,
ah.
and there's a brothel that popped up. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, allegedly. The oil fields.
I've heard that story, and they bring the guys in just for the week, right? And they
yes.
send them all home for the weekend,
yes.
and they
yes.
yeah,
yes.
no.
Right. Where do those guys work?
They
do like
that
a Lululemon.
They do that for construction too. Like, really? They bring the guys up for the work week, and they put them in temporary housing, and then they fly them all home or let them go home, and because that's the only way they get people to come up there to work.
Right. Uh-huh. They get paid astronomical amounts of
yep.
money for
mm-hmm.
that. because
wait,
it's
are you talking about they
job.
Fly dudes in there as the prostitutes?
No,
or
no,
employees up there.
They fly the prostitutes get there on their own. I think
only 10% of the dudes are male prostitutes.
Oh,
it's
I see.
It's a numbers game.
Okay,
yep. Pride Month.
It does. Yeah. It does exist.
But. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is it worth it to make that kind of money? To have to do, oh, you got to go, don't you?
That's right. I got 2 more minutes.
You are like in Super Mario stance, like you're going to Mario start.
2 minute, 2 minute warning.
Okay. Okay, go down the tube. Yeah. Is it worth it to make that kind of money? Like probably for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, could you do it for 5 years and save all your money?
If you're young and you want to save your money, like the guys that go work on the fishing boats in Alaska and they make a shit ton of money for like 2 months of work and then they don't do anything for.
You'll also have great stories.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, I think. Is actually living and doing something interesting that'll affect
you. What if you get stuck in a situation that you didn't plan on? Like, oh, now I've betrothed to this Native American family because I slept with their daughter and now I have to be here.
You better
be
fucking
here.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
You better run in the middle of
get
the
get off
night.
The reservation.
Whoa. Whoa. Well done.
You said North American?
Yes.
Yeah.
North American?
I love the fact that we keep doing this podcast because I learned 2 new stories from both of you today and I've known you guys both for over... 10 years.
Nice.
15 years.
Yeah. Was it the hand lotion story?
The hand
for me?
Lotion hand story lotion. And the cold stone story.
Well, the cold stone story was in your book.
It was in one book. It's out of print, so I forget.
Which book?
It's called Quitting Cold Stone.
it
was the
I
first
have,
one, right?
I don't
second
have that one.
No, okay. Second one, yeah.
I don't have that
it's
book.
It's out of print.
Oh.
I bet you have a copy
the
somewhere.
The print runs. I wonder if I do. I can get one. I'll have to find it.
Okay. Have we talked in a while about how Sam is a accomplished and published author? Have we talked about that?
Yeah. Samuel Clemens.
Up, it comes up most.
Samuel
most
Clemens.
I bring it up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He is taking his writing talents from the book form and
what
just
is,
diving
are we
into
working
the
on one now?
Yep. A book?
Yeah.
No. But
what was the last one?
I got the bug. There's one. The last one was called Commodore.
Okay, so I've read Content,
uh-huh.
Convent, uh-huh. and I have not read Commodore.
There's Condor and Commodore.
Okay.
And there's one. I got a novel in the can.
Okay.
But it's not... I haven't looked at it till last night or 2 nights ago for like 4 years.
Okay.
So it's just sitting there. And I couldn't get it to where I wanted it.
Do you need us to sign off for our name and like this? Because that's fine. I don't want any money. I just want to be
It's
famous.
About basketball.
Okay.
It's not about us, but yeah.
Okay.
What was the one about Alaska? Was that number 3?
That was number 1.
That was number 1.
That was the one that started it all.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, the gas station.
Yes.
I read that one.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Station,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. But he's putting all this.
So that one was that a true story?
Yes.
Okay.
100% true.
Okay.
None of it was made up. Seriously.
Yeah. And the other ones were.
And
fiction.
Then this Quitting Cold Stone was a collection of true stories, and then the rest of them have been false.
Right, but they've all been intertwined.
No, God, no.
They weren't.
A lot of them were standalones. Just the last 4 were intertwined.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loosely based on interactions with Lunch with Jack.
No, not at all. There's no discussion about a podcast in any of them.
I was with my friend Dan the other day, and he was talking about going on this long excursion. And I said, well, do you have any good podcasts? And his 15-year-old son goes, you mean like Lunch with Jer?
Oh, you love that.
So that was pretty on point.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Henry. But it did get me thinking. My oldest son is now 15.
Yep.
He's into podcasts on some level. He may or may not be aware of this one. I feel like I have said some things in the past.
Yes.
That he may not enjoy being out there.
Yes.
Maybe.
I do not tell my kids that there's a podcast out there because I'm sure.
Can we talk about your son and his celebratory touchdown thing?
Let's
talk about that?
Do you have to go?
Real quick.
Okay, real
quick.
Give us the 30-second version.
So, football game.
Yep.
Run down the sideline. Runs past everybody. Gives them the Tyreek Hill peace sign.
Love it.
As he's running down the sideline. His offensive coordinator immediately pulls him out of the game, which is me, and tells him to go sit on the bench.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah. Immediately, like not even a second thought. He's on the bench. He's upset. Another kid scores a touchdown. The kid spikes the football.
Mm-hmm.
Normal celebration.
Yep.
He's like, I don't get it. Like, Will just scored, and you didn't pull him out of the game. And he goes, you pulled me out of the game. I go, well, what did you do? And he's like, oh, I just grittied when I celebrated. I go, no, you didn't. You taunted the other team as you ran down the sideline.
Right.
And
as if you gritted, you should be kicked off the team.
Yeah, so he didn't even realize that. I got 2 new good stories about him, too. It's been 1 week of school off. He's taken a shower last week. He climbs up on the bench in the shower, slips and falls, and splits his chin open.
Whoa.
Doesn't tell anybody. We hear it, but he's like, I just dropped like the
soap,
the gel, and everything fell down, the shampoo. He comes back downstairs 10 minutes later. Nobody else is around but me. He walks up. He's got a Band-Aid on his chin. And he's like, don't tell mom that I slipped in the shower. She's going to be mad. And I look. He's got a huge chunk missing out of his chin. Next day.
How many stitches was that?
None. We just butterfly. It wasn't bleeding. So I was like, we could go in or if it's not like we need to stop the bleeding. It's going to scar up anyways. Next day, he's at his grandparents' house, takes their home phone number or phone line, calls 911 and hangs up. And then 10 cops show up at the house.
10?
10.
Wow. There you go.
This is what you got to look forward to.
And they show up and he answers the door with a bloody chin?
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. Yo, what's going on here?
I just fell down.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. I didn't do it, Dad. I just fell down.
I just fell down.
Oh, my God. Like the management of that,
Both
those scenarios.
Yeah. So that's one first week out of school. Like he's been out of school 1 week.
It's going well.
Yeah.
So Lori told us that story the other day, and I sent her back a meme of just somebody just drinking heavily. Because she's always said, she's like, that's what I was like at that age,
yeah.
And it's now coming full circle back. And it's like just a window into what's coming for you guys.
So the peace sign running down the sideline, Derek photoshopped it so it looks like he's flipping off the sideline. So it's even better.
To give Ty his due, he snaps the ball and he schools the entire defense. Like he legitimately works over this defense. And as he's running down the sideline, he's throwing the peace sign. There's not another kid in the shot because he's so far away from everybody.
Wow.
So I was like, hell yeah, great move. But also when Jeremy's like, I blew him up for being like that, I'm like, that's a good move by you.
Yeah, you need both those things. You want the kid to be excited and then you need the offensive coordinator / dad to shut his ass down.
So can Uncle Derek celebrate his accomplishment and then dad can be like, have a fucking seat, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the video.
That's what you need.
It's great. Okay. Quarterback.
Okay.
He gets a handoff. Like, goes one way.
Not
Nelson
you.
To the right.
Me.
Off right tackle. And he's off to the races.
See ya.
10.
Whatever,
5,
bitches.
Tell. Touchdown. Yep. And the offensive coordinator seems upset.
Pretty strong performance by one Ty Nelson.
Yeah. That was beautiful. That was a beautiful play. Yep. You got to go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Lunch with Jer.
Next month.
Bye.
Bye.